Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
gonna do. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward, and I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways on today, praise God, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank you on today for allowing me into your workspace. I thank you for allowing me, hallelujah, into your living room area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And I hope and pray, hallelujah, that you got all your digital devices aboard on today. Bring all your, I call them our digital toys. So that means your laptop, your iPhone, your iPad, and everything digital. For we are in need of them. Hallelujah. And so before we go any further, we would like to go into our intro prayer. We know that each time that we step to this podium, we want to reference God, because we know that he are the author and he is the finisher of our faith. So I'm just asking those of you that are out there in my digital audience on this morning, or this, yeah, it's still morning, so it has not reached midday yet. So I'm just asking those of you to just bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Hallelujah. And so without any further ado, we're going to go right now into our intro prayer. Father God, we come, hallelujah, with a grateful heart on today of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you so graciously, Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal home. But we know that you have already lying in wait. Hallelujah. A mansion that's not built by mortal man. But you are the architect and you are the creator. Till you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue to mount up, hallelujah, before the four corners of this earth. Starting from the north, south, east, and west, hallelujah, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity, God. Grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the pit of their souls, God. We'll be so mindful, God, to give your name all the glory. We won't take your honor and we won't take your praise, God. But we will give unto thee all the glory and praise, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, that are due unto thee. And, Lord, I want to introduce the psalm and to present to others, God, that you are our rabbi, God. You are a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. And God, we know that you're sitting high on today and you're looking low over the earth, God. You're looking over the good as well as the not so good. So God, we're going to just thank you for today and for this moment and this hour, God. And we're asking those that are listening on this morning, God, that you touch those that are hurting in their body and their extremities, God. Touch those that has lost loved ones, God. Touch those that has lost spouses, God. Those that has lost friends and colleagues and business partners, God, and physicians and the caretakers, those that are near and dear unto their heart, God. We're asking you to touch their heart on today, God. And we're asking you to bring about restoration unto their heart and their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' marvel, mightless name that we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It's just a blessing, as I first stated, to be able to come across these skyways and airways. Hallelujah. And bring it unto you, the divine word of truth. I tell you, it's been a long time, look like, since I've been on these airways. And look like, you know, I've just been having audio difficulties, and I've been going out and buying different things. And look like every time I would go out and buy a different gadget, that wouldn't work right. But I'll tell you, we know that, you know, we can't give up. We can't give in. We got to keep on plowing. We got to keep our hands on the plow. We got to keep on looking upward and inward. Hallelujah. Because we know that only what we do, Christ will last. Doesn't matter your accolades here on earth as far as the world is concerned. Even though we know those things, you know, we would like to get earthly accolades of a job well done, or a speech that was well said, or a play that was implemented, you know, wonderfully before an audience, but and your name written in light, your name printed in the walk of fame. But we know that our earthly treasures that really matter will be those that we lay up in heaven. Hallelujah. So I'm asking those of you to get you a good seat, get your Bibles. And if you don't have a Bible, well, we know that we're in the digital, to where we can just bring the Bible on our iPhones and our tablets. And so that doesn't stop anything, because we don't have a handheld Bible, because we have the Bible on our iPhone. So I'm just asking those of you to get out your iPhones, and I will be giving you the scriptures, and you can go as I am reading, or you can go at your own leisure if you're calling. But I just want you to get your good seat, get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip, and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. Hallelujah. And I just thank all of you that so graciously tune in on today. And may God richly bless you. And those of you that are needing a blessing from God, that are needing a miracle on your loved ones, hallelujah. I just want to encourage your heart on today and let you know that Jesus is our great physician. He's still healing, hallelujah, all matter of sickness and diseases. And he's healing not only our bodies, but he is healing the sin-sick soul. Hallelujah. And I thank you, hallelujah, for just tuning in once again. And so now we're going to take you on into a program that's already in progression. And our theme on today is just a glimpse of God's glory. I want to say that one more time. Just a glimpse, hallelujah, of God's glory. And we're going to read our first key scripture, and it's coming out of the law of Revelation, and it reads like this. There shall be, hallelujah, no Mokers, throne of God, and of the Lamb shall be in it. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Revelation 22 and 3. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to our second key scripture for today, and it reads this. Hallelujah. It says that now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 13 and 12. All right. Now we're going to go to our final key scripture for this morning, and it reads this. The streets of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. I'm sorry. I'm going to read that one more time because I kind of erred there. The streets of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Revelation 21 and 21. Hallelujah. How grateful you and I are for the wonders of the world that God has created us as our home in time. Though blighted with evil and pain, we know that the earth is full of beautiful things that dazzle our senses. We know that early midsummer mornings, you and I and us, we can take a walk in the flower gardens and absorb its beauty. Hallelujah. And fragrances. Then think about all of its lovingness. We know that it's just a faint glimpse of heaven's glory. We know that just a glimpse of heaven's glory, and that's what our theme is today, is just a glimpse of God's glory. And you know, you and I can, we can travel in all our travels to and fro around the globe, that we see God's handiwork before us and how beautiful. And we just ooh and ah over the beautiful things that God has just blessed us to partake of. And as we travel, may it be by air, by land or sea, you see a glimpse of God's dynamic glory. And you know, God said that everything that he made was good. And that is nothing short of the truth. So help me God. The thing that God made was good. Even you and I. And even those that act out and act, you know, harshly toward us and do wrong in this world, we can come to this realization that they wasn't always that way. They wasn't always mean and evil beset them. But you know, it's until the satanic force entered into the Garden of Eden that sin became known unto mankind. Disobedient in the garden is the one that started it all. But that's not my theme on today. But I just wanted to, you know, just to take you into the beautiful things that God has blessed us right here on planet Earth. We know that there are all just things that is beyond our imagination, beyond this earth. So you just think about in your travel that you've traveled down beautiful streets. Some streets is off limits. Some streets are, it said, secluded. Some streets are private. So you can't even, it's not even a through fare in and out because you are trespassing. So when they said private, that's what it means, is that you and I cannot go into that area. But you can see from a distance how beautiful and how magnificent and pretty that it is. You see a home that's sitting upon a hill, just beautiful. I know as I travel around the mountainside in my travel, just in my daily travel, I travel around the mountainside and I see all the beauty of God's hand, and I can't do anything but just in awe of all of his wonderful works. So we're talking about just a glimpse of God's glory. And that's what we're looking at when we're traveling to and fro daily. We're seeing each day a glimpse of God's glory. And so, like I said, we can listen to the thrilling cascades of the harmony in Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Then we can imagine the rapturous sound of angelic choirs. We know that our Savior assures his disciples that he would return to his Father and his eternal home to prepare a place for those who simply believe. We know that it will be a place of such splendor that nothing on earth can compare with it. We know that the only requirements for interest in the personal faith in Christ, and we know that his atoning death and resurrection, trust in his sacrifice, and one day he will welcome you and I into that glorious, beautiful joy. We know that brightest and best of that glorious throne, centered of all and the theme of their song. Jesus, our Savior, the person one stands with lovingly calling, will beckon in hands. We know that Christ opened the door of heaven. Hallelujah to those who open their heart to him. And I tell you, it no matter how much you accumulate here on earth, we know that this is just a lien. Even our children are on loan. We know that nothing really here that belong to you and I, but it's just a loan. Our houses is a loan. Our automobiles is a loan. Our clothes is a loan. Our jewelry is a loan. So everything that God has enabled you and I to take part of is just a loan. But we know one day we will have to give it back. But until that day comes, we will be using everything that God has placed before you and I. Hallelujah. We know that one thing that certainly positive assurance of life to come. And why not? Because we know that Jesus said, because I live, you will live also. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, coming out of the law of John 14 and 19. That assurance you and I, hallelujah, that however, is often accompanied by another emotion, and that is our curiosity. What is heaven like? What would it be like to be up in heaven with Jesus, all his heavenly hosts? Hallelujah, his bride and the bridegrooms, and how we will praise God. Every day will be the same day. We won't have to worry about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We won't have to worry about the calendar that's ending in 30 days, ending in 31 days. We won't have to worry about the hour hand on the clock. The minutes are the seconds, because it will not mean anything up in glory. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. What will the next world really be like, you might ask? Even the inspired description of the celestial dwelling that we have in the Bible, we know that the last book are inadequate to convey what await you and I. Yet they do intensify our desire to leave this dark earthly existence and to enter that heavenly reality we read about. Pure river of water of life. The Bible says that it's clear as crystal. Proceeding from the throne of God, we are told that the tree of life, and that there will be no more cursing. That means that there will be no more foul language. There will be no more profanity. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Revelation 22 and 1 through 3. And I want to ask you this question. What are your own reactions as you think about the life beyond this life? Perhaps you are not especially curious. Are you blessed with the certainty of heaven, which you can have by faith in Jesus? Hallelujah. Think of the words he spoke at the grave of Lazarus. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. That scripture reading is coming out of law of John 11 and 25. Is that promise the foundation of your certainty? You can make it so by believing in Jesus on today, on tonight, on this evening, on this morning, wherever you are over the earth. Hallelujah. You can make Jesus your Savior, your Heavenly Father. Tell us that even though our earthly parents, our earthly fathers, our earthly mothers might be in demise, no longer with you and I, God can be a mother for you and I. He can be a father for you and I. We might have siblings that has left and is no longer with us, but we can rejoice that if we live right down here on earth, we can join with them, with the angelic angels, Jesus, busting through the clouds in all of his beauty, his glory, omnipotent power. Hallelujah. And we can see them once again. But only if we choose God as our Savior can have that blessed assurance to live forever with Christ. Hallelujah. And we know that we can just think about the beauty of heaven. And you might ask, Overseer Ward, how can we have that assurance of heaven? You can have it by recognizing your position. I mean that humanly, that nature that you have. You know, before we was introduced to Christ, we had a worldly nature. And when we got to know Christ, we taken on a godly nature. So this is how we can have that assurance of heaven. It's by recognizing our sinfulness. Can read that in the law of Romans 6 and 23. Then secondly, you can believe that Jesus died for you and I. He died for our sins. You can find that scripture reading in the law of Acts 16 and 31. Then you can receive him, as I first stated, as your personal Savior. He will take up in that spiritual heart of yours. Because we know that God will not and cannot live in a sinful heart. But when we clean out the sinfulness out of the crack in the crevice of our heart, then Jesus will come in and he will take up resident in our heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so you can receive him as your Savior. And then that'll take you into the law of John 1 and 12. You can trust his promise. That's coming out of the law of John 20 and 31. I want to ask you that do you believe that there is a God? And we know that God is only a vocal cord away. God will not put you on hold. You will not encounter any drop calls. When you're trying to reach that heavenly throne, God has an angelic operator standing by. Hallelujah. Jesus will not tell you, call back my son, my daughter. I'm busy right now. I have another person on the line. Can you hold on? There will be no need for you to hold on, because we know that God is a right now God. So I know my time is yet pressing, so I'm going to try to move right along. And we're going to go now into the conclusion of our reading for today's theme. And so there was a story told about a miner, hallelujah, that had struck gold, and he carried his bags of nuggets with him everywhere. But one day he died and went to heaven, the story says, still carrying his precious nuggets. And the reading says that when he arrived, the angel asked him why he was carrying asphalt. And the man replied, he said that this isn't asphalt. He explained, he said that this is gold. And the angel replied, on earth it's called gold, but here in heaven we use it to pave our streets. Now what a revelation to know that what we take here as gold, that you wear a diamond ring on your finger, you wear jewelry of gold and pearls around your neck and around your ankles and around various parts of your body. But the angel told the guy that what you might think is gold, and you think that it was precious on earth, that we use it in heaven to walk on. Hallelujah, Jesus. And granted, this is just a funny story, but it prompts you and I to think about what we consider valuable, what is truly valuable to God. And what impresses me most about Revelation 21 is the description of heaven's streets. It is pure gold like transparent glass. We value gold as being the most precious of metals, and we use it, hallelujah, to make our most prized possession. But in heaven, it will be what we walk on. Hallelujah, what a reversal. That is a reversal, you hear me? We know that the things that we prize here on earth will not be so highly valued in heaven. The unnecessary things we buy and collect, stock portfolio and bank accounts and admirations and fame, we know that when the time comes to bid earth goodbye, what values will they have? And that, my friend, will be none. Because we know that possessions are temporary. Remember, our true wealth is in heaven. We know that nor silver nor gold have obtained my redemption. The way into heaven could not thus be bought. The blood of the cross is my only foundation. The death of my Savior redemption has wrought. Those who lay up treasure in heaven are the richest people on earth. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prepositions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pound your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to see your correspondence. The God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondents, make them attentive too. Hallelujah, Overseer Janice Ward. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Our web address is www.JaniceWardMinistries.org. Till we meet again across these skyways and airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program, turning you over to Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and to encourage your heart. So until we meet again across these skyways and airways, buckle up with Jesus at the wheel, for he is people friendly. If you have any miraculous testimonies you would like to share with the old ship of Zion, you can call in that number and speak live with the host. Those numbers are 646-230-74. That number once again, 646-230-74. Next number is 877-598-8654. This is your time. If you want to call in with any prayer requests, the lines are open. So we're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Bye for now.
Oh, Where I wanna be. Understand.